Is daf Yud Gimel. Again, I apologize about my voice. So let's take from the bottom of Yud Beis and Beis from High Asay. So the Gemara have been talking about different cases that the Sar Lazazel is mechaper for. It says Asay, Los Asay. So the Gemara wants to know now High Asay Hechidami. This is five lines up from the bottom of Yud Beis and Beis. So High Asay Hechidami. What's the case of an Asay that a guy violates Mivatan Asay? If he didn't do any tshuva, zevach resham teva. So then he's called a rasha still if he didn't do tshuva, and any carbon he brings is going to be a teva. Won't work for him. If he did do tshuva, so then kol yom anami. Then he doesn't need to wait for Yom Kippur. He doesn't need to wait for the sar lazazel. Right away he gets tshuva. Right away he gets kapara for being for doing tshuva on an asay. D'tanya avar al mitzvas asay v'asa tshuva. He's mivatan asay and the tshuva for it. He doesn't move from there. He gets granted mechila right away. So the Gemara says, so what's the case? What type of asay is the Sir Lazazel mechaper for? It must be, says Rabbi Zeira, be'omed b'mardo, b'rebihi. Must be where he still, Rashi says, delo avid tshuva. And even though he didn't do tshuva, there's a special din that Yom Kippur is mechaper. Even though in general, a person who doesn't do tshuva, zevach resham to'eva, that is carbon to to'eva, Yom Kippur is a special exception, says Rebbe again, D'tanya, Rebbe Omer, akol aveira shebetora, bein asa tshuva, bein lo asa tshuva. The guy violates an aveira, or he's mevatel asay, whether or not he does tshuva, Yom Kippur mechaper, Yom Kippur's mechaper for it. So even though the guy didn't do tshuva, Yom Kippur's mechaper, that's the chiddush of Rebbe. With the exception of Chutzmi Park Ol Umegala Panim Batora Umefer Bris Bebasa. What are these two cases? So Park Ol is a person who's kofar baker. Megala Panim Batora is a person who darshens the Torah in a disgraceful way. And Mefer Bris is a person who either doesn't have a Bris Mila or he's Moshech Besaro. He tries to cover it up. She'im Asa Tshuva on these last two cases, if he does Tshuva Yom Kippur Mechaper, Vim Lav, if he doesn't do Tshuva, Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper, it's not Mechaper for him.
But other, day,
say it again. That was an example. Yeah, they were trying to make for bris. So Gemara wants to know now. My time of the Rebbe. What was the reason why Rebbe said this din that even if a person didn't do tshuva, Yom Kippur still mechaper? The Tanya ki devar Hashem biza the word of Hashem they disgraced ze parik ol umegala panim b'torah. That references these two averos. So Rashi explains how so. Look at Rashi. Six narrow lines down, maybe five narrow lines down. Dvar Hashem biza zeh parak ol. Shebiza dibor rishon. They were mevadze the first dibor Hashem said. B'sinai anochi Hashem alkecha shelo shamu osa el mipiagvura. They denied it, so they're denying the anochi Hashem. They're kofar be'ikar. And how do you know that pasuk Dvar Hashem biza also refers to megala panim? Midafke krab loshon bizayon. Disgrace is referring to they disgrace the words of the Torah. So that phrase, ki dvar Hashem biza, is referring to both parak ol and megala panim batar. And then the pasuk continues as the Gemara quotes, ves mitzvaso hefer, ze hamefer bris bebasar. So these three mitzvahs are alluded to in this parsha, in this pasuk. And then the pasuk says, hikares lefnei Yom Kippurim, and you're still going to be tikares l'achar Yom Kippurim. You're still going to get kares even after going to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur will not provide kapara for these three averas. Yachal afilu asa tshuva. Let's say a guy did tshuva on these three averos. One might think still Yom Kippur wouldn't help. Tamalomer avona ba. Lo amarti ela bizman shavona ba. Meaning what? When the person still has the avon of these three averos, he still hasn't done tshuva, so he's still going to be, he kares tikares. Even after Yom Kippur, he's still going to have kares. But if he does tshuva on these three, then Yom Kippur will be mechaper. So this is a raya for Rebbe, that all other averos, even lo asa tshuva, Yom Kippur is mechaper. But these three, if you didn't do tshuva, Yom Kippur will not be mechaper. That's Shita's Rebbe. What about the Rabbanim? Rabbanim who say otherwise, that they hold that all other averos, Yom Kippur is only mechaper if you've done tshuva. If you haven't done tshuva, Yom Kippur is not mechaper. How do they understand the pasuk? So they say, Rabbanan, hikares bol mahaza, tikares le'al mahaba. This has nothing to do with Yom Kippur at all. It's referring to, they don't get olam haza, they don't get olam haba, if avon haba, if they still have the avon. But she'im asa tshuva, if they do tshuva, umeis misa mamrekes. So Rashi just explained, look at Rashi, she'im asa tshuva, vein avon haba. If they did tshuva, and there's no longer any avera, misa mamrekes af al shalosh halalu lo tikaris l'olam haba. One might think that only the other averos, if you've done tshuva by shar averos, mises mamrekes. But these three big averos, maybe even if a person does do tshuva, the misa is not mamrekes. Kamash v'lon, even by these big three averos, the misa is mamrekes if they have done tshuva.
But all this includes Isurim. It's just that there is a basic kapara.
Say that again?
I mean, in all the cases when somebody, let's say in the case where somebody doesn't do tshuva, according to Rebbe.
Okay.
I mean, I think they have Isurim. It's just that they're not high of kares or any of those things.
No. You have to figure out what that means. Does it clean from the onesh, or does it clean from the isur?
Right.
It sounds like it seems to me it cleans everything entirely. Even shar averos, it cleans entirely. Sound like from Rabbi, you don't need anything. Yom Kippur be Yitzuma Shayom is Mechaper. Mar now asks, Mi Matiz Mokmis Lak Rabbi, could you really say that our Mishnah is the Shita of Rabbi? V'hami the Sefer Rabbi Yehuda, from the fact that the Sefer of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, Reisha Nami Rabbi Yehuda, must be the Reisha is also Rabbi Yehuda. Dikatani, Sefer, the Sefer says, Echad Yisrael, Echad Kohen, Echad Kohen Meshuach, they all come together within the same Kapara. Uman Islay Haisvar, who's the one who holds that all the Yisrael Kohanim get the same kapara with the same karbanos, that the Sar Mishaleach Mechaper even for the Kohanim, that's Rabbi Yehuda. So must be that since the Seif is Rabbi Yehuda, must be Mechlad Rabbi Reisha is also Rabbi Yehuda. And we can't say that Rebbe is the one who authored the Reisha of the Mishnah. Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Rebbe hi b'savalak Rabbi Yehuda. Rebbe authored the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is different than Rabbi Yehuda Stam. Rebbe is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Rebbe authored the Mishnah. And in the beginning, he's the one who holds that Yom Kippur is Mechaper for Shar Averos, even if you didn't do Tshuva. And Rebbe happens to also hold like Rabbi Yehuda with regards to the other halacha, that the Sar Lazazel is Mechaper even for the Kohanim. So it's really Rebbe's the author. He just holds like Rabbi Yehuda with regards to that particular halacha of Echad Yisrael, Echad Kohanim. So now the Gemara asks, Amar Le Abaye, Dafka Kamar Mar, Rebbe Savar Lek Rabbi Yehuda, is it only one direction? The Rebbe agrees to Rabbi Yehuda, that Echad Yisrael v'Echad Kohanim, Avah, but the other direction, Rabbi Yehuda Lo Savak Rabbi, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold like Rebbe, meaning Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree that Yom Kippur is Mechaper for Shar Veros, Afil Lo Asa Tshuva, he doesn't hold like Rebbe. O Dilma, midi Rebbe Savar Lek Rabbi Yehuda, after Rabbi Yehuda Savar Lek Nabi Karebi, or maybe it goes both directions. They both agree to each other. So how come they only phrased it as Rebbe held like Rebbe Yehuda? Miu, or Chadamilse, it's Derech Eretz, Katani, Lameimar, the Talmud Savar Lek Rabbi. That Rebbe holds like his Rebbe Yehuda, that makes sense. But to say Rebbe Yehuda holds like his Talmud Rebbe, that's just not appropriate to say. But Eina Chanami, they really both agree to each other's different shitas. So which direction does it go in? So answers the Gemara, Amar Lei, in. Dafka Kamina Rebbe Savalak Rebbe Yehuda. It only goes in one direction. The Rebbe agrees to Rebbe Yehuda that Echad Yisrael v'Echad Kohanim. A vow with respect to Rebbe Yehuda, Lo Savalak Rebbe. He doesn't hold like Rebbe. He doesn't hold that the Yom Kippur's Mechaper for Shar Veros Afilu Lo Asa Tshuva. Kidatani, the Baraita tells us, Yachol Yehi Yom Kippur Mechaper al Shavim al Shein al Shavim. One might think the Yom Kippur is Mechaper on people who haven't done tshuva like Rebbe. You might think Rebbe is correct. If it didn't, when it's actually logical to say this, because whole the Chatas v'Asham Mechaperim v'Yom Kippur Mechaper. Right? Chatas and the Karban Asham are Mechaper. Yom Kippur is Mechaper. So now you can make a Hekesh. Ma Chatas v'Asham Ein Mechaperin Ela al Hashavim. A Karban Chatas and a Karban Asham could only bring Kapar for those who've done tshuva. So Af Yom Kippur remain Mechaper Ela al Hashavim. So too, Yom Kippur only works for those who do tshuva. But then the Gemara says, Malachatas v'asham she'ein mechaperim al hamezid keshogeg. But there's a limitation. A Karban Mechatas and a Karban Asham only provide kapara for those who've done who are shogeg. But they're not mechaper on a case of a mezid, a person who's still mezid, who's still bemered, who violated bemezid, he's not going to get kapara through a chatas. Tomar Lima Kippurim Shemchaper al Hamezid Keshogeg. Yom Kippur is Mechaper, even for a person who did something bemezid, as long as he's done tshuva, it's Mechaper. So maybe there's a certain leniency that Yom Kippur is more accepting than a Chatas V'Asham, and you can't create a connection. And Hoel, now we're going to take it a step further. Hoel Mechaper al Hamezid Keshogeg. once we've established Yom Kippur's Mechaper, even on Averis that are done by Mezid, so let's go on further, one step further. Yechaper al Shavim, ve'al Sheinam Shavim, it should be Mechaper even for those who haven't done Shuvah yet, like Shitas Rebbe. Tamalomar, the Brisa concludes, it says Ach in the Pasuk. And Ach always comes to Chelek, always comes to distinguish. It's a Me'ayit. It's Me'ayit, what? That only those who are Shavim are Mechaper, not Eina Shavim. So who authored this long Brisa that's going against Rebbe? This is Stam Sifra. Sifra is the Taras Kohanim on Vayikra. We have many Midrashim. There's Sifra and the Sifri. Sifra is one Sefer. It's Aramaic for one Sefer. That's Medrash on Vayikra, also known as Taras Kohanim. Sifrei implies two. That's the Medrash on Bamidbar and Dvarim. So Sifrei is Bamidbar Dvarim. Sifra is just an Vayikra, also called Taras Kohanim. Who authored a Stam Sifra was authored by who? It was authored by Rabbi Yehuda. So we could assume Rabbi Yehuda authored this Mishnah, the Kamar, Shavim in, Lo Shavim Lo. If they've done Tshuva, Yom Kippur's Mechaper. If they haven't done Tshuva, Yom Kippur's not Mechaper. So we see clearly that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Rabbi. Rabbi holds of Rabbi Yehuda by Echad Yisraelim and Echad Kohanim. The Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a Rabbi that Yom Kippur's Mechaper, Afila Al Ein Shavim. Look for a second at Rashi, 8 and 9 lines up. Shein mechaprin al mezid kishogig, that a chatas and an asham is only mechaper on a person who did something bishogig. If he did it b'mezid, it's not mechaper. Rashi points out a few exceptions here. He says, rov chatas v'asham, only most cases, ein mechaprin al hamezid kishogig. Ella, there are exceptions, asham shivcha charufa, v'asham nazir tameh, v'asham shvuas ha-pikua kadon, v'chatas the shvuas ha-pikadon, rather shvuas ha-edas, these are actually mechaper even on a case of mezid. So these are exceptions where the asham and chatas are mechaper even on a mezid, but most cases of asham and mezid, rather asham and chatas, are not mechaper on a case of mezid. Marnell says, Rami Stam Sifra Astam Sifra. Let's ask Akasha on two different sifras that contradict each other. The Tanya, a different sifra says, Yachol Yehi Yom HaKippur Mechaper Elam Kein Hisanebo. One might think Yom Kippur is only Mechaper for those who fast. Min Kari Mikra Kodesh, those who call Mikra Kodesh. We'll see what that means in just a second. V'lo Asa B'Malacha, guy who didn't do Malacha. But let's say Lo Hisanebo. Let's say guy didn't fast. He ate. Oh, Lo Kara Mikra Kodesh. He didn't call it Mikra Kodesh. And he also Malacha. He did Malacha as well. Minayin, how do you know that Yom Kippur is still Mechaper for such a person? Tamalomer Yom Kippurim Hu, Mikom Akum. Yom Kippur is Mikom Akum. It always serves as Yom Kippur. Even though the Gavra wasn't keeping Yom Kippur, it still provides Kabara. Meaning, even on the Lo Shavim, it's Mechaper for. This is like Rebbe. And this is a Stam Sifra. So we said Rebbe Yehuda is a Stam Sifra. So we have two different Sifras. One says Yom Kippur is Mechaper on Einam Shavim, this price we just read. And the previous one says it's not Mechaper on Einam Shavim. And so the Gemara answers, Amar Abaye, Lokasha, HaRebbe, HaRebbe Yehuda. They're two different authors. Ah, then we say a Stam Sifra is Rebbe Yehuda. So they say most Sifras are Rebbe Yehuda, not every Sifra is Rebbe Yehuda. Since we're stuck in a bind here, we're able to say that this one of them has to be Rebbe Yehuda, and one of them has to be Rebbe. It's what we say in the Gemara many times. Whenever there's a klal, there are always exceptions to a klal. Even though we say there's a certain yesod and a principle, there are always going to be exceptions. So this is an example of an exception. Now look at the what Rashi, how Rashi defined, what does it mean, Mikra Kodesh? Rashi says, Lo Mikra Kodesh, lo, it's two medium wide lines down, Lo Kiblu Bibirchosav, Lo Mer Mikadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaKippurim. They didn't accept Kiddush. They didn't say Kiddush. We don't have Kiddush on Yom Kippur. But when we say Mikadesh Yisrael Leil Yom Kippur, Rashi says that's part of Kiddush. That's being Mikadesh the day, the Yom Kippur. Tosos argues, Tosas writes, Lo Karo Mikra Kodesh. He quotes Rashi, Perish Bekuntris, Shelo Kiblo Alav Bibirchosav, Lomar Mikadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaKippurim. This doesn't make sense. De Lo Ashkechan Brachos V'Yom HaKippurim De Lehevei Daraisa. We don't find anywhere that Kiddush or Brachos is Daraisa in Yom Kippur. So Nirla Rabbeinu Tam, Karu Mikra Kodesh, what does that mean? Shemodesh Bezdin Kadshu, they agreed that Bezdin were Mekadesh this day's Yom Kippur. V'shovis mimulacha, they're not doing work b'shil kudus ha-yom. They're refraining from work because it's Yom Kippur. V'lo karu mikra kodesh, what does that mean? Shinu shovis machmas kudus ha-yom, ela machmas shemisatzel lasus mulacha. I mean, there are two ways a person could stop doing mulacha. He's lazy. So what it means is Mekadesh the day is you're not doing work because it's Yom Kippur. Not because you're stop lazy. Because you dafka, because you love Yom Kippur, that's the reason why. So there's a lot of interesting things come out of this Rashi Tosus here. One is that the Chassam Sofer says it's clear from Rashi that Kiddush is the Raisa in Yom Kippur. We know on Shabbos Kiddush is the Raisa. Yom Tov Kiddush is Derabanan. What about Yom Kippur? So Chassam Tov proves from Rashi, Kiddush is Deraisa on Yom Kippur. And for that reason it says, since we pass in Mitzvah Shichas Kavana, when you say Mekadosh Yisrael at nighttime during davening Yom Kippur, you should have Kavana to be Yotze Kiddush Deraisa on Yom HaKippur.
Because Tosfos puts like the fact that it's together the Lohi Anavo and the Asavo Melacha, it makes sense that it's in a different level that you should look around in Yisrael Kodesh. I mean, except that you say it's Midoraisa, but it's still like a much lighter Isur.
What, according to?
Out of the three, two are very serious.
Correct. And according to both opinions.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that Ratos is more Melacha related.
Right.
More serious also. True. Now, Chai Adam proves from this Tosos here. There's a famous gra used to, right after they permitted Chadash, turns to Yashin, by first day of Pesach, Chol Mar Pesach, so he would automatically eat the grains which became old. Because he had this concept, whenever the Torah says it's Aser, so first chance you have to make a mutter, you eat it to show that you're doing just because Hashem told you not to. It's like the gra also would make Havdalah after Pesach on Chametz and beer just to show that I'm only doing it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me I can't. Now that I can, I'm eating it. So that's what he's saying here. We don't do mitzvahs because it's convenient. We do mitzvahs because Hashem tells us to. So you don't rest on Yom Kippur because you're lazy. You rest on Yom Kippur because it's Yom Kippur. And that's what Tos is trying to tell us, that same idea. It's simply because the Kadosh Baruch Hu told us. Says the Gemara further now. That's all one shita. The stira and the sifra is one's Rebbe Yehuda and one's Rebbe. But comes along now Rav Amar, Havaha Rebbe. Rebbe actually was the author of both of them, even though he said Rebbe Yehuda was the author. Really, Rebbe authored both prices. Umo de Rebbe b'kares de Yoma. He agrees, normally Rebbe holds Yom Kippur's Mechaper on Einum Shavim. But if a person violates Aveira on Yom Kippur itself, so then in that case Yom Kippur is not going to be Mechaper. Because Dilo Temahach, if you don't say that, Kares b'Yom Kippur amul Rebbe lesa. There can never be Yom Kippur Kares. The Pasuk says if one eats in Yom Kippur, he does Melach in Yom Kippur, you get Kares. Yom Kippur is always Mechaper for every Aveira, so there's never a moment in time where Yom Kippur is Mechaper, rather where you get a Kares. Because if you eat Yom Kippur is Mechaper. So there's never, you never get Kares. But the Torah says you get Kares for eating on Yom Kippur. So it must be Yom Kippur is Mechaper for every Kares outside of Yom Kippur. But an Aveira that takes place on Yom Kippur itself, so that Yom Kippur is not Mechaper, and that's what the Pasuk is referring here. If a person doesn't fast Yom Kippur, so then he gets Kares. Yom Kippur is not Mechaper for it.
That's the only thing that it's not.
Exact only thing, right. So Gemara then says, Alama la, why not? I can find the case where Yom Kippur can't be Mechaper. Mishkachas la, kigon da'avid b'leila umes. T'lo asi imama l'chapur le. The guy ate at nighttime, leil Yom HaKippur, leading into Yom Kippur. So the lacha is that the only Yom Kippur eats tumah shayom, only the daytime is Mechaper. But nighttime Yom Kippur is not Mechaper. So you start Yom Kippur, you go to Shul Kol Nidre, you eat, and you die right away. You get kari, right? You get kares because it's not until the morning where Yom Kippur provides the kapara. Look at Rashi says the very last line of the page here: She'ein mechaper el yom kudichsev ki bo yom hazeh yechaper lechem. So you can't have a kares at nighttime when the guy eats at nighttime and the kapara doesn't come yet. So Gemara says, okay, that's fine, that makes sense. Problem is, ela ema kares diyamama l'Rabbi Lesley. But fine, he has a kares on the Yom Kippur, but he doesn't ever have a kares on the daytime of Yom Kippur. And the Pasuk says, Rashi says on the top of Amud Beis, V'ha behed yuksiv kares diyamama. The Pasuk says, be'etzem yom hazeh, that one gets kares even during the daytime violations. So if you're telling me that Rebbe holds every time you violate an aver Yom Kippur, it's automatically mechaper you, so you're never going to have kares for violating daytime Yom Kippur averos. So the Gemara says, alam alo, mishkachas lo, you could find it, te'achal umtza v'chanka umes. He ate meat and choked and died right away. So he died as he was violating the Isser. So then he died at that moment where there's never a second in time for Yom Kippur to come in and swoop down and mechaper him. It all happened bevas acha. So that's the case. Inami, alternately, to achel samech l'shkia sacham. He ate the last second of Yom Kippur right before shkia. Dulo havashal l'chapur le. Similar idea. There's the end of the day where there's no time for Yom Kippur to come in and to fix his avera. Look at Tosas. Go back to Amud Aleph for a second. There was a Tosas that was lagging here. Tosas Dibra Maschil de Avid Samech Lishkiya Sachama. So he asks a question. He says, "Aval Acha Shiluach Sayer Lo Matzil Okme." Can we say that the Sar Lazazel is what provides all the kapara? So let's say you send the Sar Lazazel off the cliff. Then the guy violates the avera. So now there's nothing to be mechaper from anymore. That would be the very simple answer. So Tosas answers, "Shehu mechaper kol yom." So he says no. Lazai lo matzi lo okme, because shehu mechaper kol yom. Even though you sent the sarir off the cliff, it's still continually mechaper the rest of the day. V'yafagav, even though it's mashma in the Gemara le'el, shein karbanos mechaperim alaveros shacharkach. Normally a carbon cannot mechaper for something that happens afterwards. Afilu baba yom, even that very day. Damar nafkamina latuma shira bein zelazeh. Shaini sar mishaleach dechsebe kiba yom hazeh yichaper lechem letarzchem mikochat hasechem. Mashma dechla yom mechaper. It sounds like the sar lazaz is unique. It's mechaper even after it's been sent off, which is a fascinating concept. Inami, look at the next answer. Very good. Inami, hayom atzmo below sayer hamishaleach mechaper ktsas. V'ein kan kariz gamor. The day itself has the ability to be mechaper even without the sar mishaleach, a little bit at least. It lessens it a little bit. So fascinating that either the sayer or the yom, and even the sar is unique that it's mechaper after the fact. Okay.
Now the lesson of Revi is the yom mechaper.
Yeah, Yitzuma Shayom, they say. The Karen Ora says that Archaner writes that why umtza? What's an umtza? Umtza is a raw piece of meat. Why did they choose a raw piece of meat? Because a raw piece of meat is hard. You can't really chew it. It gets stuck, right? It's hard. You can't swallow it easily. You can easily choke on it. That's why the Gemara brought the example. So then he says, the problem is raw meat is not edible. If it's not edible, so it's something that's ain't a roi l'achila, and you're not chayiv Yom Kippur on something that's not roi l'achila. So he says there's a girsa in Croesus which says it's nahama u'umta. Nahama is bread. You have bread with raw meat, so it's really the bread that you're chayiv on, but ain't a you'd be potter from eating the raw meat. But then he says, then another sefer, Keser Yeshua quotes the Shagas Aryeh that says, no, you are chayiv for eating raw meat, because raw meat pe'etzim is edible. It just lav derech achila, you're not eating it the right way.
It was a family of Kohanim that ate raw meat.
That wasn't family of Kohanim, that's referring to, there's a mission in Menachos he's talking about. It talks about Erev Yom HaKippurim, they would eat the sayer before they'd actually cook it. And they call them Bavloim, they call them Babylonians, because Babylonians, it was really Egyptians were eating them, but Babylonians was considered an insult. They called them Babylonians because they ate raw meat. But we see from there, that was not the rov, am. That was that wasn't considered the majority. So most people don't eat raw meat. So he says, so that's one answer. The other answer is that no, really raw meat, even though it's inedible, it's still an item that's roi l'achila, it's just not eaten in the derech achila. And the Shagas Aryeh holds things that are roi l'achila, but not derech achila, you're chayiv on Yom HaKippurim. So even though it's raw meat without bread, he says you still would be chayiv on eating at Yom Kippur. Okay, Gemara now says, four lines down, two dots. Echad Yisrael, echad Kohanim, v'echad Kohen Meshuach, ha'guf akasha. Because first we said, Katani Echad Yisrael Echad Kohanim Echad Kohen Meshuach. First we said they all come together with the same kapara. V'hadar Tani, then the right Misha said, Ma Bein Yisrael Kohanim L'Kohen Meshuach. What's the difference? So are they the same or are they different? So Amar Rav Yehuda Halchi Kama. The Misha is understood as follows. Echad Yisrael Echad Kohanim Echad Kohen Meshuach Meskaprin B'sar HaMishaleach B'sar Averos. They all come together with other Averos, not Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. Shar Averos, they all come together with the Sar Mishaleach, they all get the kapara. V'ein chiluk b'neim. When is there a difference? Ma ben Yisrael le'kohanim le'kohen Mashiach elah she'apar mechaper al kohanim al tumas mikdash v'kadashav v'chule. The difference is for the kapara on tumas mikdash v'kadashav that the par is mechaper for kohanim and the sar b'fnim is mechaper for Yisraelim. Umani, who holds this way, must be Rabbi Yehudahi. The Tanya, the pasuk says v'chiperas mikdash hakodesh zeh l'fnai v'lifnim es'ol moed zeh heichal. Mizbeach k'mashmal, that's the Mizbeach. Yechaper Ela Azaros, so that's referring to the different areas, Azara. Kohanim k'mashmam, im hakal Elu Yisrael, Yechaper Ela Halevim. So we see Hushvam kulam lechapar achas, shemeskaprim b'sar mishaleach, b'sar veros, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So this is referring to what is the sar mishaleach mechaper for? It's mechaper for all these people together. We all come together, Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. Okay. That's all Shittas Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kishem Shadam Asar Hanas Bifnim, Mechapel Yisrael, Al Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, just like the blood of the goat is Mechaper for the Yisrael, on Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, Kach Dam Apar, Mechaper Al Kohanim Al Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. So to the blood of the cow, right, the goat is for Yisrael, and the cow is for Kohanim. That's all in the world of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. Now, what about Sharveos? Ukeshem shevidoi shel sar hamishalech, the vidoi on the goat that sent off is mechaper al Yisrael B'sharveiros, so too, kach vidoi shapar mechapra kohanim b'sharveiros. So Rabbi Shimon holds that they're completely separate, that the sharveiros are for kohanim, come through the vidoi on the par, and Yisrael's vidoi of the sire. Very different. Now the Gemara says, the Rabbi Shimon, havadi hushru, my hushru. So even Rabbi Shimon will agree, the Pasuk does lump them together. They've lumped Kohen and Yisrael together. So in what way, if he holds in the end of the day they're achieving Kapar in different ways, in what way are they equated? So my hushru, tibnei Kapar ninu, miu kochad v'chad mechaper b'dinafshe. They're similar in that the goal, they all get a Kapara. How they get to the goal is different. Kohanim are through par, and the Yisraelim are through the sire. Gemara now says, my time with Rabbi Shimon. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Shimon? It says two goats are compared, the Sar Lashem and Sar Lazazel. Ma Sar Hanasa Bifnim Ein Mechaper Al Kohanim Al Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. The Sar is only in the inside, is only for Yisraelim, not for Kohanim. Dichsiv Bei Asher La'am. The Am gets Kapara through the Sar. So to Af Sar Mishalech, the Sar Lazazel is also Ein Mechaper Ela. Einam chaper akwanim, only on Yisraelim, b'shar averus. So what's left for the, how did the kwanim get kapara on shar averus? It must be, says Rabbi Shimon, through the vidoy of the par. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, amar lecha, Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't need the Joshua, what did he learn from Shnei Seirim? Because Rabbi Yehuda held from the above pasuk that the kwanim do come together with the Yisraelim, with the Sar Lazazel for shar averus. So what does Rabbi Yehuda do with the pasuk of Shnei Seirim? Amar lecha, hachi iskush. Sheyehu shavim b'mara u'bekoma u'vedam hudasa. We know the mission. Yuma tells us that the Shnei Seirim have to be very similar in the height, in the appearance, and even in the value of when you buy these Shnei Seirim. Marna says, Man Tana Lehu, who's the author of the following braisa? The Tana Rabbanim, v'shachad es asar achantas asher la'am, yushech the sayer for the of the chantas for the am, shein ha'kohanim v'skaprim bo. The am is not including, does not include the kohanim. So we see Kohanim don't get Kapara through the Sar Lazazel. So with what would the Kohanim get Kapara if not the Sar Lazazel? The Parash Aaron must be the Par of Aaron. He brought his own personal Par. Yachal lo yiskapru b'Parash Aaron. One might think maybe the Kohanim should not be included in the Parash Aaron. Sherei kvar nemar asher lo. It says lo, the only Aaron, only the Kohen Gadol gets Kapara through the Par. So now the problem is, the Kohanim are not included in either group. They can't be Kohen, the Kohen Gadol, because it says lo. They can't be with Yisrael, because it says asher la'am. So where do the Kohanim get Kapara? So miata ein lam Kapara? They don't get any Kapara? So must be Kishu Omer Yechaper al Kohanim Matzim la Kapara. We see clearly that the Kohanim do get Kapara. So Bamehin miskaprin. So we're stuck. Where do the Kohanim get Kapara? Mutav sheis kapru b'parash Aaron. It's better for them to be included in the par of Aaron. Sharei huter michal etzah beso. Because we already see that par was extended to the beso, to Aaron, to the Kohen Gadol's house. That says v'ad beso, v'ado v'ad beso, that we include even the wife and even the family. So once we're extending with the definition of lo, is including the whole house of Kohen Gadol, we can extend it even to the entire shevet. As opposed to v'al yiskapru b'sar hanasa b'fnim, as opposed to the sar b'fnim, shlohut mechlalo etzah beso. We never find that the word am is ever extended beyond that to include any kohanim. Vim nafshech lomer, if you're going to ask a question, we'll see on our next daf what the question will be. The answer is going to be is, Harei Omer, Beis Aaron, Baruch Hashem, Beis Halevi, Baruch Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Fine. So we're going to see in a second what that answer is, but we'll wait for that. So now, in the end of the day, Mana Tana, who is the author of this Brisa? So it must be Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Delok Rabbi Yehuda. Can't be Rabbi Yehuda, because the Rabbi Yehuda, Hamar Kohanim Yeshlam Kapara, Bisar HaMishalech. This Mishnah, the Brisa says that Kohanim get Kapara through the Kohen Gadol, through the Par. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds that the Kohanim get Kapara through the Sire. So this can't be the author, it cannot be authored by Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds the Sire, this Mishnah says the Para. Gemara says, Umani, who is it? Rav Amar, Masi Rabbi Shimon, he, Damar Kohanim ein lem Kapara b'sar meshalech, where they don't get a Kapara by the Sire, rather they get the Kapara, Kohanim get Kapara through the Par. Comes along Abai Amar Afilu Tamer Rabbi Yehuda. Even Rabbi Yehuda could author the Mishnah, this Brisa. Hachi Kamar. Me'ata Ein Lem Kapara B'tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav. The conclusion is referring not to the Shar Averos, we're referring to here by Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashiv. Granted, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shar Averos Kwanim get through the Sarah Lazazel. We're talking about Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashiv though. So Kishu Omer, Yechapel Kwanim, Matsinu Sheishlam Kapara B'Shar Averos. We find that Kwanim get Kapara by other Averos through the Sarah Lazazel. But Kemo Matsinu Sheishlam Kapara B'Shar Averos. Just like they have Kapara with the other Averos, they have to also have a Kach Heishlam Kapara with Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashiv. So B'Mahem is Kapara, and how are they getting the Kapara and Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashiv? So the Gemara, the Bryce answers, must be Mutav Sheish Kapara B'Par Shel Aron Shareit Mehuta Mechlal Eitza Beso. Since the Par Shel Aron was extended beyond the Kohen God himself, it was extended to even Beso, we could extend it even to the entire Shevet. The alias kapru b'sar ha-nasa b'fnim, and don't extend it to the sar nasa b'fnim, shere lohuta michal, we never find that the sar nasa b'fnim, the sar la-shem, is ever extended to Kohanim at all. V'im nafshech lomar, the Gemara said, if you have a question, the answer to their question is, harei omer, beis aron baruchus Hashem v'gomer. My im nafshech lomar, what shishayla you could have had? The Gemara explains, the Bryce was telling us, v'chi tamer, beiso k'siv, it says beiso, beiso sounds like only the family, and not beyond the family, not including the entire shevet. That doesn't bother me because we have beso does include in other contexts the entire shevet, as it says shenemar beso kulan kruim beso the all called beso shenemar beso aron baruch Hashem yir Hashem baruch Hashem. So we see beso aron refers to the entire shevet of Kohanim.
Is this a question on Kohanim that became tameh
after?
I mean, doing an avoda or like
Lav
like, a regular
Israel, regular. Too much. They could enter the base of Mikdash eating kashim.
Regular. So they themselves need a different kapara because
exactly.
Just because they're kohanim.
Exactly.
Not because they were doing an avoda.
Correct. Now look at Tosas at the top of Yudal just to finish off. The Tosas leaves with the Tzarech Iyun here in the Shevet Levi. He says Tema Levim v'mayim eskapu. What about Levim? Where are they going to get kapara? Ibishel tzibor asher halam tziv Levim lo mikram. According to Chala Mandamar. There's one Mandamar that Levim are not called Am, so they can't be included in the Esayir, Upluksi Beperek HaZorah. Vibishel Aron, if you're going to include them in the Kohanim, is a Loikri Beso, they're not called Beso. So they're stuck. Vechitim, if you're going to tell me, Kevon de Ashkechan Sheishim Kapara, they must have Kapara. Dechsev Yichaper, Isan Lameimar, Del Asa Asher La'am. I'm not sure he means El Mute Kohanim, Vishkapu Beshot Tzibor. Im Kematino Vesar Shalam, Shutim Mechlala. I'm not sure what he means by the last point here. But he seems to have a difficulty in how you fit where Levim, which group they fall under, where they find their kapara. Okay, we'll stop here. Hopefully tomorrow my voice will come back a little bit.